listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs here. Matt Wilhelm stuck at sea. We're talking the logo. Again, as soon as any logo for the Browns is associated with winning, it will be the best logo we've had here in Cleveland. And that's what we are trying for. Hopefully that's what we will get, and that's what we deserve. 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Gibbs, I'm glad you like that. Dave and Zor, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good. I like it. I mean, I just like that they're not staying stale and they freshened it up. And I hope they keep tweaking things and make things different and, you know, maybe one year take their fans' advice or something like that. I like it. It's just like something fresh, you know.
All right. Well, good. Dave, thank you for the take.
Alex Shiner talked to us earlier today and said fan input was a big part of the uniforms and the logo. Now, they didn't show them what they were thinking or what they were going to do, but the fan input that came back said, don't mess with the helmet. Don't put anything on the helmet.
And that's what happened. They did not do that. They did not put anything on the helmet. I do like the new color orange. You know, some people would have wanted maybe a chrome, you know, or a chrome orange or something like that. Maybe we'll see what the logo, the actual helmets look like when they're in practice. I don't know what they're going to look like. You know, people, I think a lot of it, again, comes back to the hype. As the Island Bum says, when they changed the face mask from white to gray in the 80s, they didn't announce it like this. It was just more that it was kind of a hype thing. Disappointed with the brown face mask, less brown, more gray for the uni. Dog looks like a puppy.
Yeah, but when they changed the face mask back in the 80s, there wasn't social media. There wasn't computers. There wasn't the World Wide Web. He pulled out like a 90s reference there.
Was that on an overhead projector?
Yeah.
What do they call those?
It
a transparency? It was on a transparency?
It wasn't that. And I guess my question is, because everybody seems to be angry today for some reason, is it because everything that's happened in the past couple months and that's why people are angry today?
I don't know. Listen, Andrew Hawkins, he likes the new dog.
Yeah.
He said, I retweeted it. This is fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, though. Hashtag dog pound. So he was excited about that, Andrew Hawkins. Count him among the people. Now, he did think the logo change was puzzling. He didn't see enough difference on the logo. But he likes the new dog, so that's good. Denny in Garfield Heights, welcome to CBD.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it. How you doing?
Number one, the Cleveland football team, before the Browns, were one of the first teams to have a logo on their helmets. Now, you guys probably don't remember this, but they were called the Cleveland Rams and went to Los Angeles. So I would have preferred something that, you know, could stood out like that. I also wonder if the branding department was aware of the fact that this town is very well populated with some very talented graphic designers, who would have been happy to work on a thing like this.
Well, the Browns have their own in-house graphic designers that are very talented in their own right, and certainly I know a lot went into this, and we can ask Alex Shiner about the whole process that went into this. You know, again, he said that the new uniforms will be unveiled April 14th. They will move further ahead than the logo. The fans have given us permission to move ahead with the uniform. They'll be cutting edge, but will link to the team's history. And again, we will talk to Alex Shiner today at 2:40 p.m. on this program. Mike in Youngstown, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, it's so hilarious listening to people talk. You know, everybody says, I'm 64. I got to see Lou Groza at the end of his career. My father took me down to Pitt Stadium to watch him, and I love the Browns. I love the colors. I think the hype was the thing that hurt us or hurt the fans, but people say they don't care. Well, if they don't care, then why are they tweeting out how much they hate it? And if you don't care, then you don't care. But it's. I think it's more of a fact of not being angry. It's about you're not going to keep everybody happy. No matter what they would have done, everybody would have complained. And I would like to say something about your show.
Yes.
I think you guys get a bad rap.
Everybody hates us.
People calling you guys homers. And I listen every day. I'm in the car. and I listen to your show. You guys don't try to be comedians. You have fun with your show, which you should. Keeps people interested. But you care. You have a compassion for what you do and a compassion for the Cleveland Browns. And I take my hat off to you guys because you do it professionally, and you're not homers. You love something and you care about it. That's the difference between being a homer. And I just want to tell you how much I enjoy you guys.
I appreciate that very, very much. Believe
me. Mike champions
us. Yes, thank you. Listen, I would take offense. I've been called classless for how harsh I've been on certain members of the Browns or certain things about this team. So I definitely do not try to be a homer. I try to make sure that when I'm critical, at times you've got to be critical. Things aren't always great around here, as we well know as Browns fans.
Just listen to the podcast.
You got to be, you're right. You've got to be. When I am critical, I make sure I can back it up because I've got to be fair. And I have to work here in this building. I have to see people that I'm critical of. I have to interact with them on a daily basis. So, yes, there are challenges to this show. And certainly, you know, we do the best that we can here. But I am passionate about this team. I'm passionate about this organization. I'm passionate about being a part of whatever I can to help this, you know, a winner develop here in this building. And that's all I want for this city and this team. And when it's not there, you know, we'll talk about it and we'll be objective the best we can. So, Mike, I very much appreciate what you have to say there. Let's go to Joanne in Parma. Joanne.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Real good. I've been sitting here listening, biding my time.
Yes.
But I love the Browns, so I love our helmets.
Yeah, it's a classic helmet. And do you like the new orange, the new hue of orange?
You know, as long as it stays brown and orange, I don't care.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, I was there when we won 27-0 in that championship game against the Colts.
Okay.
Do you believe I'm that old?
You sound much more youthful than that, not going to lie.
Thank you very much. But do you know what would be a lot of fun again? If the Browns could do it, because I don't know what control they have over the game schedule. We used to play a Saturday night game against Pittsburgh. Do you recall any of that?
A Saturday night game? The only chance you'd have to do that is if you did it in the last weekend of the season. You could maybe get a Saturday night game.
Oh, every year we used to play Saturday night against Pittsburgh.
Okay. That would have to be week 17.
Let me tell you, it was a wild affair. There wasn't much room left in the prisons for any of the fans because the drunken fans from Pittsburgh used to come in on Friday. And by the time Saturday game rolled around, they were already five sheets to the wind. We had a blast on let me tell you. I'm an old Brownies fan, you know, because, you know, I stood there with my millions of little flags. And, you know, the one thing I do want to know what happened, during last week, they showed a sketch of Paul Brown.
Uh-huh.
What did they decide they were doing? Was that just an idea?
Was that a good idea?
She was asking if it was an idea.
To have this Saturday night game again?
No, for the Paul Brown stuff.
Oh, the logo?
Yes.
I have no idea. We can ask Alex Shiner that. I don't think so because I don't think they ever – I think the logo was going to stay the helmet, as they keep talking about honoring the tradition. I think that's just always the direction that it was going to go.
I bet Joanne could party back in the day.
I bet Joanne like still it. Sounds like she could bring it. There's three sheets to the wind. I love that expression.
I think she could outdrink Wilhelm, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, Wilhelm's on a boat. He's on a boat, man. It's going fast.
I don't know
where
he is. He's supposed to call it.
Hopefully he's got a nautical-themed Pashmina Afghan. Who knows? Let's go now to Len in Wadsworth. Len, welcome to the show.
Lenny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Pretty good. I love your show, and I'm really indifferent about the uniforms. The Cavs have changed their uniforms. The Indians have changed their uniforms. I just want the team to win. I mean, I'm indifferent about the uniforms.
Yep.
And I'm a serious Browns fan. I'm old. So, I mean, I don't want to go into the history of all of it, but let's just say this. I go back to the days when my dad and I used to go to Hiram College when the Browns trained there. So there you go. So
okay.
That was, let's just say that was quite a while ago. But I do have one comment about you, Nathan. I mean, you are our Browns guy, and when you did not know who Marion Motley was last week,
I almost
drove off the road.
You could have hit me. I apologize. It was embarrassing.
Oh, I got to tell you, I mean, that's almost sacrilege, guy. I hate to tell you.
I said, listen, I said it was poor. And now I know I know him very well, and I know all of these Browns from that were.
Well, let's not forget you didn't grow up here.
I didn't grow up here. That's okay, but it is my job. It is my job, and I should have known. So, or I should have just been. What I should have been was smart enough to not say that out loud, and just Google it and then know. But I should have known off the top of my head, which I certainly do now. Anyway, but appreciate the call. All right, when we come back, more calls, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.